Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Good evening, everybody. From San Juan College, it is the 2023 Luminaria display tonight here at San Juan College. I'm Scott Micklin, the general manager of KSJE, and we're back again with another KSJE On the Road program. We're bringing you hourly updates from the Luminaria display right here at San Juan College to bring you some of the sights and sounds if you are unable to join us here on campus. So stay tuned, sit back, relax, and enjoy some of the sights and sounds from the Luminaria display right here at San Juan College.
Good evening. My name is Tony Hopper Pendergrass, and I'm the president of San Juan College. Thank you so much for joining us for the 45th annual Luminaria display here at San Juan College. We are thrilled to share with you that our volunteers have placed a total of 27,000 luminarias for you to view this evening. Thank you to our volunteers. We have had a total of 1,500 volunteers help us prepare for this wonderful gift to our community. We have had 8 elementary schools, 6 of which were from Farmington Municipal Schools, 1 from Shiprock Elementary, and 1 from Pinyon Hills, a private school. We have also had 2 middle schools and 3 high schools help us prepare. We've had various 4-H clubs and different scout groups as well as our San Juan College employees. So just thank you to everyone. We'd also like to thank Mesa Land and Gravel for providing all of the sand. And we've had 25 of our clubs, student clubs here at the college, work very hard to organize this entire event. We'd also like to thank Amanda Robles for her amazing leadership of the Luminaria event each and every year. We hope you have a delightful time and an amazing, wonderful holiday season. Thank you for all of your support to San Juan College. Good evening. My name is Tony Hopper.
Presbyterian Medical Services, our purpose is you.
KSJE On the Road is supported by the San Juan County Communications Authority, providing essential communications and information to first responders throughout San Juan County. Is a 911 telecommunicator career right for you? Find out more at 911savealife.com.
Presbyterian Medical Services, our purpose is you.
And we are back here at San Juan College with some of our drone footage of the Luminaria display, something you won't see anywhere else, and you certainly won't be able to see it if you're walking through the display or driving through the display. But the cars are coming through, the walkers are walking through campus. It is the current temperature of 37 degrees at the moment here at San Juan College as we give you a look at some of the sights and sounds of the 2023 San Juan College Luminaria display. Back here at San Juan College, again, I'm Scott Micklin from KSJE. This is our KSJE On the Road program from the 2023 San Juan College Luminaria display. And as Dr. Pendergrass explained earlier this evening, a lot of volunteers take part in making this event possible each and every year. We were happy to have the help of some of the students from Haley Bassing's digital media class at Piedra Vista High School to give us a look. At some of the ways a lot of other younger people are getting involved in the Luminaria display here at San Juan College.
I'm Amanda Robles. I am the Director of Student Engagement and Campus Life. So this is our 45th year. We started in 1978. A group of students put together our first Luminarias, which was about 1,000 bags. And we are now, 45 years later, doing 27,000.
My name is David Swanson, student and CAB member. Mostly when the kids do come over, we direct them and we provide words of encouragement to them. I remember when I was most of the kids' age and I first did the Luminarias, just tradition. It's just been the heart of this community ever since its inception, and I'm proud to be a part of it.
I'm Amanda Robles. I am the Director of Student Engagement and Campus Life. So this is our 45th year.
Looking at some of our drone footage of the Luminary display, that is San Juan College High School, of course, located at Graduation Plaza. Some of their decorations from the Luminary display as our drone flies around campus, showing you different parts of the displays that are set up throughout San Juan College. This is the courtyard outside the Conigach Theater, it appears to me, and you can see some of the displays and designs there as well. And we'll be back with much more from the San Juan College Luminaria display here on our KSJE On the Road broadcast throughout the evening. Planning to be back with you about 7:30 tonight with another update with more sights and sounds from the Luminaria display here at San Juan College. I'm Scott Micklin. We'll talk to you again in just a little bit. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.